Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed a little Monday night football last night. Bengals, Commanders wrapped up week two of the preseason. Bill was watching the game.
I did. I watched quite a bit of that game.
It was tell us about it.
It was interesting to watch a little bit. I think the thing that was the most that stood out the most was the Bengals went down and scored, and they had their ones in. And Burrow stayed in for another couple drives. They scored another touchdown with him, but they had their starting wide receivers out. But the most amazing thing was that the Commanders on the first drive handed the ball off three times for like 70 yards of rushing, and then Daniels scrambled in on a nice scramble for a touchdown. So it was a drive with not a completed pass.
Ooh. Against the starting defense.
Against the starting defense. And it was alarming. It wasn't like it was like, well, it was alarming. Is what it looked like
for the Cincinnati defense.
You see
defense.
some crazy things in preseason, but you don't want your starters in any capacity giving up four plays, 74 yards, no passes, and an easy touchdown rush by Jaden Daniels.
And they gave up an easy touchdown run again, like the next drive was another one about a.
Is that still the starters in at that point?
I don't know if it was or not. It was about a 45 touchdown run, but they gave up in like the first two drives 100 yards of rushing.
Ouch.
And it did not look.
That's not going to work for Cincinnati.
It did not.
So they score a lot
good.
Of points, but
yeah, there was like I said, and then Daniels, you know, he said he had the one nice scramble. That's all he played. Burrow had his second touchdown pass was in a window about as big as a quarter. It was about the window.
Wow.
And he put it in as just complete coverage. It was unbelievable. I guess who caught it? Our friend. That went from Iowa to Purdue.
Charlie Jones.
Charlie Jones. He looked good. He had some catches. And he looked good. I'm sure I'd be shocked if Charlie Jones is not making the team.
Charlie Jones.
Yes, Charlie Jones, great returner at Iowa.
Yes. Did he return too?
Did he return punts last night? He probably did.
I don't think he did last
night. He did. Okay.
I was kind of keeping track of that a little bit.
Okay.
But it was a fun game to watch. It was the only thing that gets really annoying is I kept watching. I don't know why it was on, and all they show. In the third quarter and fourth quarter is the sidelines. That's all they show.
Why is that?
They just show the stars that aren't playing.
Yep.
I mean, it's nonstop. It was not. They kept just showing. That's all that they did was show the sidelines.
It's tough to watch preseason after the first quarter. Usually, it's because it's guys fighting for the team, third and fourth stringers. And
I saw some guy named Tinsley make a back shoulder catch.
He looked good.
21-14. Yeah, he had like. He had some catches.
He did.
He threw that back shoulder. I hate that pass, but it was a good one.
I don't really think that's been the back of the end zone.
Yeah, wasn't that back shoulder?
Was not back shoulder at all. It was an incredible play.
I thought it was totally back shoulder.
No.
He had five catches for 73 yards and two touchdowns.
You know the one I'm talking about? The one to make it 21-14.
Yeah. Better get 2 feet down back of the end zone. Yeah. Back shoulder is going to be on the sideline. It's going to be more back here, leaning back.
I thought that's exactly what it was.
No, the play was up over the top. Pull it up. Gertie, pull it up. I'll show it to him.
I see it.
He went in the
back. I swear to God, that was black shoulder. The guy next to me on the stair stepper, it's like back shoulder.
Well, you're at the gym watching the game.
Yeah, you guys were texting me about the when I was at the when I was at the gym. That's why I couldn't. I was like, God dang.
Yeah, we had an interesting situation.
You guys were texting me about the trip. I was like, no, I can't do that.
That was a late night workout for
me. I know.
That was like 9 o'clock, 9:30.
Yeah, I didn't care if it was 11. I was going to do it.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, so whatever. It was a long work day, but hell with it.
Bengals win 31-17.
I was watching the game.
By the way, that's Al Golden, defensive coordinator for Cincinnati. Was it yes. with Notre Dame last year? Lou Anarumo gets fired by the Bengals. Now Al Golden in. Things didn't look good.
Lou's with the Colts now, right?
I think you're right.
I think he's with the Colts.
They can't go out and make tackles.
And they still have, and the Bengals have not remotely solved their defensive end problem. He's in camp.
Trey Hendrickson.
But now they're talking that they're trying to trade him. That's the word. So I don't know what's that. That's it's a rough situation.
Oh, he didn't.
I don't really know why. When your defense is looking that poor, wouldn't you want to keep one of the best defenders in the league on your team? Just a thought. Yeah. Just a thought. Yeah. Maybe I'm dumb to think that, but.
No, you're very smart.
You led the NFL in sacks last year, right? Yeah. He's been done that for several years, been up at the top.
I think the last 2 years he's led the league in sacks.
Yeah, I think that's.
Age is high.
Just saying that's a guy you might want to keep, but who am I to decide for the Bengals what they do with their
team? He must
team?
Be fairly popular because they kept showing him on the sideline and he was standing right next to Joe Burrow. So he must be, usually if that's kind of the case. So it's interesting.
What's his name?
Trey Hendrickson. He came there, I believe, from the Saints, I want to say, a couple years ago.
There he came? I didn't know that.
Saints, and then he went to the Bengals and blew up in Cincinnati for that team.
Oh, God, he did lead the NFL in sacks.
Trey Hendrickson, good player. They
17
probably should.
And a half?
Nobody had last year.
Yeah. Jeez.
And they want. Okay.
Talk about a guy that's just missing out. If he was 3 years younger right now, can you imagine what the money he would be demanding? I mean, the only thing that's holding him back is just age.
First Bengal to
lead. Is he 31? Is that right?
I don't know how old he is. Does it say there in ChatGPT, Sip, how old he is?
Is there an age?
The first Bengal to lead the NFL in sacks since sacks became an official statistic in 1982. Oh, you can get his age real easy.
Trey Hendrickson. Yeah, I did not know that the Bengals never had a sack leader ever before, but he's the guy.
Anyway, it was fun
to
watch.
Yeah.
He's 30.
30 years old. He's got some years still, F.
That's tough, a pass rusher.
I know.
That's high end. For a big contract is what they're saying. Yeah. For a big contract.
Sip, why were you at the gym so late last night?
Yeah, what happened?
Does this
get back to this scuffle at the press conference?
No, I was working. I didn't get done working until 8:30. And I'm at that time. Nobody cares about this stuff. I'm at the time of year where I got to just do it when I can. So I've just committed to it. If it's 4 a.m., I'm going to do it. If it's 11 p.m. I'm
at this.
Do it.
Look at this fitness commitment.
It's not a
this
fitness commitment.
Yes, it is.
You got it.
Text Trixie. I'm at the gym.
Yeah, no. Oh. I've been over there. So okay. She knew. Okay. Everybody knows where I'm at, it seems like.
They have Find My Phone for you. Can they find
I don't allow that.
You got that?
No. God, no. Shut that I'm one. Barely have a phone.
I would love
my
to
phone's
have...
shut down.
What do they call that? 360? There's an app called for like the, I think
something 360.
Something 360. Yeah. You can kind of track your kids with their phone and stuff.
I'm not a kid.
I couldn't imagine your if I was tracking you. That would be
it's
one
bizarre.
That would be bizarre.
Again.
The number of times that I would go down a rabbit hole of like okay.
Oh, you'd be yeah.
I would be like also my wife.
What the hell is he doing?
What are you doing now? Well, I don't know. This is kind of odd though. But
I got to text him. Bill. Jake is in the alley. Casey's a kid.
He's in the bottoms again.
He's somewhere on West O Street. Not sure what he's doing over there.
West O. Again,
I'm telling you, Durant overblew that. Yeah. He's the one who made it weird, if anybody. I mean, I love Durant, but he came at me wide-eyed. Like he was wide-eyed.
But do you understand why he'd be concerned about you being in his back alley?
No, because
he lives in the bottoms. You are going through the alley.
I think it's a very alley's well-traveled.
I don't know that it is.
I only drive down one alley. It's my parents' house. That'd be it. That'd be my only alley.
You know
right
the
now.
Alley, though.
I do know the alley. Well, yeah, I mean, I do know.
Say no more.
I'm going to say a little bit more, but I understand.
David and Andrew, both former Idle Chit Chat sponsors, both say it's Life 360 is the app you're talking about.
Yeah,
Life
360. Would you allow that?
No, I don't have like that. Sometime the other day, one time Laura had to find, I think it was Sydney. Hey, can you find out if Bill's on his way or where he's at? And Sydney's like, what do you mean? You don't have his... his location. She goes, no, neither one of us have each other's location.
No. That seems invasive.
I enjoy calling, hey, where are you?
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, oh, I'll just check.
Yeah. Yep.
No. I like the, hey, where are you?
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
You said no one cares, Sip, but David from Renewed Sip says, Sip, hearing about your fitness motivates the breakers to get fit. So.
It does.
People do care, apparently. Don't put yourself down like that.
I'm not.
What if we had like some sort of a 5-minute workout in studio every day for the breakers. Wake up, breakers.
Do some planks.
Do some planks, maybe. All of us, that'd be, we should do some sort of maybe 3-minute fitness or something.
I can make that happen.
We should do that.
You do it.
Yeah.
Oh, they just have to train the camera on.
Yeah, do the camera like that. Do some squats, like that. Lunges. We can do lunges around out here.
Air squats.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Air squats around the.
It's time to start that up, probably.
Yeah.
No.
Fitness in the morning.
You do fitness. Bill does fitness.
I do.
You just have to put the camera on
it. Yes. Anything else? Idle chit chat, Bill. Anything for you yesterday at all?
Got nothing. Had a really busy day, but it was nothing of any sorts of interest.
I don't think there's anything
whatsoever. No, got nothing going right there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think so.
At golf league last night.
Yeah, how was that?
It was very hot and sticky. There was not any sort of wind at all.
It was the lead sticky day of the year. Had to be.
Yeah.
Because I did some fitness later on, and I had to make a couple phone calls, some business phone calls. I do it while I go out inside and walk. I came back soaked.
It was awful.
It was absolutely awful. And, like, and Jake said, there was no wind.
No, not at all. You know, you could survive that night a little better with at least 5 mile per hour wind. Something. A little breeze. Nothing at all.
I don't think the morning
was very hot.
The morning wasn't that bad. Like, when we walked out of here.
Agreed.
There were guys.
Are we still in the corn sweats?
I think it feels like we are in the corn sweats.
We're still in the corn sweats.
God, yeah. There's guys doing work at Trixie's house nonstop. It's every day. And they hate, they probably, some of them probably think I'm out of my mind, and I'm sure they're pissed yesterday because I walked up in the morning and said, God, you guys got a nice cool day.
They're probably like, shut
and
up.
And then and Stefan, Stefan's the window guy, and he was like, he goes, I don't know if it's gonna be like this much longer. I was like, I don't know, I don't think it's supposed to be too bad. And I walked back there in that day, it was horrifying.
You're like, my bad.
God, it was bad. It was bad. It was sticky.
I'd say we had about a third of the league that didn't show up because they probably thought it was too hot and sticky. Yeah, a third did not show up. I was there. I made it there.
Huh.
But
if there'd be a certain time where I would be like, yeah, where I'm done. I'm not doing this.
But anyway, the kids are practicing and all that.
Yeah, they're handling it.
Yeah.
The wet bulb. What do you got there, Jake?
Well, I got to work. I saw a package on my desk this morning. I like the fact it's addressed to Bill, Jake, Sip, and Rudy.
That's
nice.
Rudy gets a mention from the Breakers.
That is good.
CMB in Prescott Valley, Arizona. What could be inside this package?
Ooh,
we need more pens.
No, we do need more
pens. We need pens bad.
Look, these are yours. It says Steve on it.
Let me see.
Oh, these are very high end.
This has our own name. This is mine. Where's Bill's at? Okay, hang on. This is for Bill. Pass it down to Bill,
down,
please.
Steve, would you please?
I'm sorry.
There's also stickers on them, too. And this is Rudy's here. Rudy, what you this
look
the
at
break.
These pens.
It says Rudy on the top there.
Sharpies.
This is really
these are
nice.
Sharpies.
Sharpie pens.
Oh, wow.
From someone named CMB in Prescott Valley, Arizona.
That's expensive. This has to be.
Yeah.
This is high end.
Yes, yeah, it's super nice.
Prescott.
We have to protect these with our lives. They'll be stolen easily from the
I'm just going to put them in my bag.
You should
don't
do that.
Mind.
Perfect. Yeah.
I just turned mine into Jake. Jake's in charge of my security.
I have found a new hiding spot for Bill. I cannot
Thank
tell people where
much.
It's at, but the pens have stuck around in the new hiding spot.
Can we talk about, I know it's breaking news or not, can we talk about what Rudy pulled off yesterday?
Hang on. Yeah, we can. It's really a two-pronged situation. It's something that Bill pulled off as well. Rudy texted me last night about 8:30 saying Bill asked me to reach out to a Cincinnati reporter or media person. And so Rudy...
Oh, that's what this is.
Rudy reached out to former Cincinnati quarterback and NFL quarterback, current broadcaster, Tony Pike, who will join us at some point on Thursday.
Hopefully Thursday. We're
either 7:15 or 8 o'clock. We're going to hear from Tony Pike to get a Cincinnati preview a week out.
Me and Rudy were just talking early in the morning yesterday about 5:30. I said, Rudy, what do you think we get somebody on the show? We can find some. I gave him a couple ideas of what to look for and stuff. Then Rudy just took it and ran with that. Next thing you know, last night we're here and I thought we're going to have Tony Pike on, former starting quarterback, covers the Bearcats every day.
He does.
We're going to get the inside scoop on what's going on at Cincinnati.
We need that.
You can read about it, you know, this and this one. And you might, this also might be like kind of a We Are the World. Is there a chance your guys' paths would cross, Steve? If he's at the game, you never see the other report.
Yes.
I don't think he's a play-by-play. Maybe I'm wrong.
He's the ESPN radio guy in Cincinnati.
If he's there.
Yeah. So if now, are you guys in the same press? I don't understand this at all. So when you go to the press box for media, is the opposing team also in the same press box with you? So you're all together?
Except Michigan State.
So you sit and talk to each other a little before the game. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
It is.
I think I'd really enjoy talking to somebody else. Hey, Steve Sipple, like that.
Plus it definitely is.
And you know a lot of the Big Ten people now. You'd know them by
some
name.
Some of them. Yeah. The only press box there's a it's not totally separate, but Michigan State has separate areas visiting home press. Now this
that odd
Pike
to you at all
thing,
or not?
This guy, wait a second. This guy's name is Tony
Pike.
Yeah. God, I was lost last night because you guys were texting. And I was like, we're gonna have Tony Pike on. And I was like, Tony Pike, like in your, and all I saw was NFL quarterback. I'm like, or former NFL quarterback. I was just like, okay. I'd never heard of this
Tony
man.
Pike had some good
Cincinnati is the connection. That's what I didn't know till right now.
No, I get your confusion. Yeah. Very successful.
So last time Cincinnati we said we're gonna have Tony Pike on, you were like going, okay.
Right. I have no idea who Tony Pike is.
Cincinnati was the reason behind that. Yes.
Yes. So we'll look forward to hearing from him at some point on Thursday. Preview the Bearcats.
Oh, that's God, that'll help.
Good job, Rudy.
That's a story.
Yeah. Yeah, we get a top notch quarterback, former quarterback, covering him every day. So we get a chance to hear.
We need some Cincinnati.
Yeah, we need Cincinnati information. I mean,
I do.
I've seen a couple articles, but just because they've popped up, I've not actually Googled anything. Didn't do any of that.
What about your magazine?
Yeah. Lindy's here. Phil Steele.
Phil Steele now is in the possession of Ron.
Ron stole the Phil Steele.
Didn't steal it like that. Actually, what I did was I left it at our cabin about whatever a month ago, and so now Ron has obtained it. I think from that. So anyway,
it's limited information in some of the. You can get a little like
limited, but nice though.
The first we'll find out about injuries. Mm. Who's been injured? Who made a big change in the depth chart? What's going on? What's up with Satterfield? It's definite hot seat. We all know that.
They're good. I mean, are they good?
How good is Brendan Sorsby? He's seen as a top 12 quarterback by some people in the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh God!
Phil Steele put him a top 12 in the country.
Sorsby,
yes. Somebody did. Him or somebody else put him in top 12.
There's been good. I mean, the articles that are written, but you don't know what's real or not. It's been very positive. But I think that's camps are always positive. When's the last time it's just like, day three, train wreck? You just don't hear that. No, you could be talking to Purdue. I was day seven. Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. Guys are flying around. Good. Things are good. Things are getting done. Front's much. Everyone's improved.
Yeah.
So that's every conversation. Northwestern, we're right there. We're right there. We might win it. Got a shot. So
it's pretty much the case.
That's the case for all camp, but Pike will probably give us some nice insight.
God, that's good news.
That'll be at some point on Thursday. We'll have news on that tomorrow, the official time, but Tony Pike will join the show to preview Cincinnati.
That might be a Sunday column.
That will be a Sunday column. Preview.
Always looking. Hey, how'd you golf?
Shot even last night.
Even.
I was three over. Three even. Over. Well, I was three over par through five and birdie the last three holes.
Just give me the shoulder shrug. Even. Yeah.
Nothing special. Dang.
Jake's back on a heater again.
It was a bad start. I had a double bogey and a par five. Got a seven.
Ooh. I hit a double bogey and a par five.
Bad. What'd bad deal.
Push one off the tee box.
I was in the trees. Did and you? I duffed a punch out. Then I shanked a punch out. So I'm hitting four from 190.
Ooh, God.
That's not good.
No, that's like what
put that
we
off the
do.
Green and I, three putted for seven. That was bad. But birdie the last three holes to close. What a redemption.
Wouldn't it be fun to golf and say you're even?
Yeah, even. I'm usually even right before I hit my first tee.
That's
shot.
Right. Everyone is.
We're even right now.
At the end.
You can do it. Believe in yourself.
No.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show with custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
Seed on site. That's what Joey does. Seed is on site. He's all about he's all about volume. He's all about having an inventory. That's when you're a real dude. When it's like, okay, I'd like to have this. Some of the, do you guys have this? Yeah, where's it at? It's right over there. That's inventory. All right, some people go, oh yeah, we can get that. And then all of a sudden, then they're scrambling to get their supplier. Joey is the supplier. One stop shop.
Yeah,
738 Egg.
God, that's good.
.com. 46. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, you go ahead.
464-5685, call or text as always. Yesterday, John Butler, Terry Braden, and Phil Simpson spoke to media after practice. Sip, you were in the room. Take us there for a second. Was it awkward at all? Was there any sort of awkwardness with you and John Butler?
I don't think so.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
No, I did ask a question. There was no...
You didn't get cut off?
No, there's minimal eye contact, but I don't know if he's making eye contact with anybody.
You ask, Zip?
Is that... Can we go back in time? Is that something that is discussed when the press conference is over amongst the pundits?
No.
I got no eye contact. Did you get eye contact? No. McKeever.
It's not.
McKeever. Did you get eye contact?
McKeever. McKeever. I miss that man. Hey, no, it's not discussed.
Okay.
You got no
eye contact. We know this.
There's no tension that I could.
Can you show Bill your note sheet real quick with that song? Show that to him.
What'd you write on?
It says network partners on it.
This is just the network. Come on. I mean, I didn't have a notebook.
Notes and a random piece of paper.
Hold it. Time out. How does a reporter not have a notebook?
Well,
that one gets me. That one's going to get me at a high level.
I like the note sheet there.
Yeah, you just want the random. He stole the network, random paper.
He stole the Wi-Fi sheet and took notes on it.
Yeah, I left my. I've told you guys.
Keith, man, we need to get a photo of this for Keith, man.
No, he's be fine. I've told you guys before. I de-emphasized the whole note-taking thing
because of the recorder.
The recorder and just the time element and always looking down, and I'd catch myself looking down and writing. I did take pretty extensive notes yesterday. Looking down and writing and missed so many things.
Where did you find the paper? That looks as if
it's the Wi-Fi sheet. He stole a Wi-Fi sheet.
They put Wi-Fi sheets out. They just lay them out. Stole it.
And that's you went.
That's
with
my
the
note
paper.
Sheet.
That's
today.
My note sheet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
It works, but you should have a notebook, shouldn't you, in your profession?
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many just sit with their computer there.
I know they do. Yeah, we hear that they type it and it makes me, yeah.
You'd be surprised how few people actually diligently scribble into a notebook these days. And it's not, I still do. I just don't do it as much. And I don't rely on note taking like I used to. But I mean, for this purposes, it's pretty good. I did take good notes.
I see a lot there.
You have a lot of notes.
John Butler.
Yes, John Butler.
So John Butler... was asked about the tackling. I wouldn't go. Well, you could go there if you want.
Okay.
He gave a bit of a seminar on good tackling and the ongoing challenge. Go ahead.
The tackling piece obviously is something that I think is just never ending from now until the time you're done playing ball. Because obviously I think we had 3 or 4 live periods throughout the year, like scrimmages type things. And then the rest of it's thud. And then even in your tag-off stuff, which we did a little bit today, you're just constantly preaching, running through, where are your eyes? So I think that's something that really throughout the whole year, but when you look at using the analogy of preseason football, you know, in the NFL, and then you look at the first 3 or 4 games of each year, the stuff that stands out is the tackling and the takeaways, right? The tackling and the lack of ball security because, you know, quarterbacks haven't been hit, really ball carriers haven't been hit. So the team that's tackling better from a standpoint of the individual tackles plus population to the ball, I think is a huge thing.
Okay, what is running through? He was, it wasn't a full thought, but when he said you work on running through, what's that?
Well, there's a lot of things. First of all, the thing that always I used to talk about a lot, and I would imagine most defensive coaches would say, that you tackle with your feet and your legs way more than you tackle with your upper body. And so you tackle with your legs, which means how do you eat up the grass? How do you get yourself in position to tackle? Because you're not in position, there's no tackles made. So the ability of what you're doing with your feet is way more than what's going on with the upper body. And so a lot of it is like that, whether it's not how
watch for that
on how you're going to, what the approach is. A lot of it also based on the person you're going to tackle. One is profile, non-profile. So if you have a profile tackle, which means the person with the ball does not really have you in their vision. So that is a full stride run through tackle. Sometimes you'll have a different method if all of a sudden he has vision on you. He knows you're the primary tackler, and he's working off of you. And that gets into sometimes long stride, short stride, and how you might shimmy up to it. There's different conversations. But all those conversations they're about your feet. And the next he talked about is with your eyes. And so sometimes they want you to be able to – how you run through, how you be able to get yourself in the right position when there's not going to be contact made on the receiver or on the running back or on whoever is that person that has the ball. You know, I was a big when you had to tag off, I was big tagging off with palms down. If you tag with palms down, it lowers your profile. Palms up, you come to tag up, then you rise up and then like that. So I was a big palms down, to the thigh board. Where I was looking to tackle at that time. But there's always different things. I've also have every skill drill that there is, and you could rep them forever, and the person didn't tackle well. And the reason they didn't tackle well is because they couldn't get in position to tackle well. Yeah. They can't eat up the grass to be able to do it. The ones that are the great tacklers are what? Whoop! All of a sudden, it is just how fast they can just eat up A to B. And that's the difference in how fast you can eat up the grass to take away their options. And then the last thing is always, if you're going to make a mistake, make it with the proper leverage. So he has to jump cut back. And you heard him say, which everyone says, is talk about, you know, roll call at the ball or population.
How about chase the near hip? Seems self-explanatory.
Yep.
Chase the near hip. Man, I'm not a coach, but I've watched enough football. I can see from the press box bad angles. You're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? Okay, the most interesting thing he said was about the coverage, where he said, we're going to play as aggressively as the officials allow us to play.
Here's John Butler on that.
And then in relation to your coverage piece, you know, I've always believed, and we believe, that we're going to play as aggressive as the officials allow us to play. Honestly, I learned that a couple years ago from Dave Merritt, not from him personally, but Dawson's son Dave is the DB coach for the Chiefs, and I watched how they played our receivers in Buffalo, and they played them very aggressively, and obviously in the playoffs, they let you play. So that was about 5 or 6 years ago, and since then, I've always believed in playing them aggressively, but I think you got to play to the standard of what the officiating is allowing, and our guys have been very aggressive down the field. You know, the thing we just have to be sure of is that, you know, you're not being aggressive down the field when the ball's in the air. I think that's something you can work on, that we will continue to work on. But, you know, when you're an attack-oriented defense, everything you're doing is with that mindset and mentality. And when things come up like that with regards to penalties, you just try to adjust your technique. But don't change your level of aggressiveness, because we're not backing off.
Yeah, I'd have to listen to that conversation again to fully understand it. But we're going to play as aggressively as the officials allow. The thing I wonder immediately is, how long does it take you to ascertain that? I mean, how long does it take you to know, okay, they're calling it this way? Is it one series, two series?
A lot of it's known by league and by who the officiant is. That's always one of your main meetings that you would have on, I think it was Friday morning. We had it at LSU or any place I had, or you had it in Nebraska. All places have it. And you go through, okay, who's calling this game? And they go through every official, and it's like, you know, back judge, he's called in the last whatever Big Ten games, he has called 19 pass interference.
There's stats on
or
that.
Or there's stats on all that. So you kind of have
stats on
so you kind of have an idea going into it as you're talking about. So you have stats on that. So you're always that doesn't really change you. You're not kind of, but just you have that in the back of your mind. Also, the Big Ten and SEC are known for letting people play a lot more. There's a lot more. Something that could be considered ticky tack is generally not called in those two leagues.
Is there something simply labeled depth?
Front seven depth?
Yes. Front seven depth.
Here's John Butler on front seven depth.
You're trying to play into your two deep, I think. As long as that two deep is where it needs to be from a development standpoint, we're not into charity. This is a meritocracy where you're going to play based on how you've practiced and how you've performed in the meeting rooms and then obviously how you've performed in the scrimmages. So it's a meritocracy in that way. But ideally, you know, I think we want to be able to play at all levels into our two deep because we believe that as the season starts, we're preparing each day one day at a time, but we're also trying to develop our roster as the season progresses so that we're prepared, not if we have injuries, but when. Football's a physical game, and ideally we'd love our starting 11 to all be available to us at the end of the year, but we all know that's not a practical way to look at things. So early in the year, we want to be developing them on the practice field, give them an opportunity to earn playing time, and then hopefully when they go out there and play, they play well, which then leads to more opportunities. So, you know, I think you guys asked me that before. I don't really have a number per se, but I think we want to be playing into our two deep at every really position on defense. And hopefully those guys are they're playing for Echo on special teams and they get a taste of the game life on special teams as it leads into what they may be doing on defense.
Sean asked him what the depth was like in the front seven. That was the question. So that was the answer. One of the more revealing things about yesterday was that Cade Pechock is his name. Cade Pechock is going up. He's a true freshman. Wasn't even here in the spring and has obviously made a huge impression because he will play. A true freshman defensive lineman from West Fargo. Roll it.
Yeah, Cade plays really hard. I think that's the number one thing that stands out. It definitely stood out when you watched him in recruiting. He was a very active player that played snap to whistle. I think he's doing that for us right now, and I'm encouraged about Cade and what he might bring to our team this fall because he's carried that over as well as just getting a little bit more mature and bigger and stronger. So I would anticipate that he's going to be a factor in our front seven.
Cade Pechock.
I will say this. Oh, you're going to kill me for this, but there are some guys you can watch their little huddle highlights and say, oh, yeah, he's a dude. Pechock was that guy. I mean, his film is incredibly good. He's a serious dude. I mean, he wasn't even here in the spring, and he's already he's going to be playing as a true freshman lineman in the Big Ten. It doesn't necessarily surprise me that much, except it's just hard to do that.
Very hard.
I mean, he must be I don't know. They need depth though. His conversation about Jahmyr Khan and Jalen George was pretty interesting too. Now you have that by any chance.
I do.
John Jake has it all.
It's amazing what Jake is.
So I know.
Him and Rudy. They just pull it off. Thank you.
Khan and George are transfers that, like, when we started this whole process in camp in late July, we weren't talking about them. I didn't know. Jalen George was hurt in the spring, as was Khan. They weren't practicing in the spring. George is from East Tennessee State. Khan is from Southern Illinois. They weren't on the radar. George, though, if you look, he played at Collinsville in Georgia. You know the school, right?
I know the name.
I didn't recruit
the school myself.
Collins. He played, and they were the state champions. He was overshadowed because Travis Hunter was on his team.
Yep, that'll happen.
But he made 100 tackles as a lineman and 10 sacks for a state championship team. I don't know why. Now, he ended up at East Tennessee State, but he was good. He was an all-conference player there. So now he's here. Roll it.
The number one characteristic with both of those kids is that they both have great energy. They both are very thankful to be here in this program. There's zero entitlement to them, meaning, what can you do for me? It's really about them. What can I do for the team? obviously they both came from programs that aren't the University of Nebraska, no disrespect to them. And I think they value what's being poured into them from a strength standpoint, from the head coaches, from the assistant coaches, from all of our support staff. They understand that when we say they have everything at their fingertips to be as good as they need to be, both as a man and as a player, both of those kids have that energy of what can I do to continue to earn this, as opposed to the entitlement that sometimes gets associated with Division I athletes. And I think, therefore, they, with that energy and that kind of positive state of mind, you add to their talent and their level of kind of how hard they play, both of those guys would fall into that group that I've referred to as the players that we brought in are going to help us. And I think that as they keep developing, as they keep getting stronger, more experienced, more confident in our systems and in our building, I think both of those players, as well as those other guys we've added, are going to help us on defense.
When George came in, he was 265, and you wondered, can he possibly be ready, get ready to play? But now he's 290. He was eating at East Tennessee State. Their pregame meals were with the student body. You know, he just go to the cafeteria like we did. And so he probably couldn't gain weight. Like when you eat here, you eat like a king. And it's good. It's good food, right? It's not
really
not
good food.
Yeah. Not junk food.
No.
Do they serve junk food?
There's usually something there that might be kind of considered, okay, that might not be.
Junkie.
But that's why you have the nutritionist there. You have
Kristen Coggin.
Yeah, you have nutritionists everywhere. And they're always targeting, you know, like the important, when someone's on, either you're on three things. You're on maintain, or you're on loss, or you're on gain. But it's all, you know, lean body mass and all the stuff they're trying to get done.
Khan must be good because they don't need him. They don't necessarily need him in the secondary, but he's going to play. He's past guys. I think he can play some nickel. I think you would see him as a nickel. Maybe as a corner, maybe as a safety, but he's got to be good because they don't really need him, but he's going to play. You see what I'm saying? But he's made himself into a, he's going to play. Now, George, on the other hand, they just flat need him. They need depth. And so that's a welcome development, but Khan's a little more interesting to me because they have 25 scholarship guys in the secondary. They have a bunch of veteran guys. They didn't necessarily need him to bolt up the charts the way he did, but he did. So he's got to be good enough. He's going to play specials for sure.
We might get to more from the press conference later on in the show. We hear Terry Braden also spoke, as well as Phil Simpson. Apparently
Terry Braden said Gates Barbecue's the best. Which I knew. 100%
Gates is very good.
With.
Kansas City.
That's a great. Who asked the question?
It was a TV guy. I think it was a TV guy. I'm not positive.
Think it was Suits?
No, it wasn't Suits. I did not see Kevin yesterday.
Okay, that's a great question. I just want to compliment that person.
Who that was?
Someone that took the time to find out about the barbecue.
It is important to know that.
Yes,
he
it's very
Gates.
Important.
He. I was surprised he didn't go with diplomacy. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't want to offend anybody here. It's all good. Kansas City's known for its barbecue. It's a lot of great. But no, he just said Gates and no sauce.
Yes.
Gates, I thought, was known for its sauce.
Well, I don't know that for sure like that. The dry rub.
You've been there, though, right? Have you been to the one
while.
Downtown?
The long time ago, yes.
Yeah, I used to go there with McKeever. You invoke McKeever, and me and McKeever used to go there. I just thought it was incredible. But it's like... Barbecue all tastes good to me. I don't think I've had barbecue where I'm like,
rarely
oh,
had
sucks.
Any bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make good barbecue.
That would not be true. Sometimes you'll get a dry brisket. That's happened before. You can get a dry brisket sometimes. But other than that, probably not at Gates. But
no.
So I appreciate that. Thank you for the question, whoever that was.
Whoever it was,
Suits was not there.
I'll be honest with you. That's probably the thing that I've taken from the press conference the most that I've enjoyed. Is that... It is. There's one thing I take away. It's like,
the personality.
Now you know.
He was very short and to the point on that. When you can play it later.
We will.
Do you have that?
I'm not sure I have that one. But before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today in the downtown Lincoln area, where might they go, Bill?
Early Bird.
The Bird at 19th and K. Stop by for a variety of waffles, pancakes, burritos, breakfast tacos are very good there.
If you went right now, Jake, are they open?
They are. They open up 8 minutes ago, Bill.
Go get a table
right now. It's open. Early bird. Open until 2 o'clock.
Can you park there?
Yeah. A lot of free parking.
You can park that big
spacious
truck.
Parking.
Spacious. They're all basically a spot and a half. So that's what's incredible about it. When you get out, you're going, this is nice. Just pull in. Walk right in there. And that the pastels will overwhelm you. And then the menu will blow you away.
Yep. Pastels are really nice.
And if you really want to liven things up for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, you could try the world famous hash holes. Stop by Early Bird today, 19th and K in downtown Lincoln. When we come back, Ohio State officially has a starting quarterback. We'll discuss who that is next on Early Break on the Ticket.